Yo, we out here live and living color. We doing it real big. I'm LaTanya LaPeach, and I want to thank you again for tuning in to another episode of LaTanya LaPeach Presents. I'm LaTanya LaPeach, and I want to say what's up, y'all. It's been a minute, but I'm back at it. Yes, your girl is back at it. Haven't really been podcasting too much because I've been doing me, having the best hot girl summer I could have. I've just been traveling and doing some things with friends, hanging out with family, and I've just been really having a ball and focusing on my mental and my physical and just having some real good leisure time. You know, you got to do that. You have to take some time out to just let things chill, relax, and then you hit the restart button. You know what I mean? You reboot, get yourself ready to go full throttle all over again. However, I brings the shits, because as you know, summer is dwelling, coming to an end, and fall is what, less than 2 weeks away. We gonna be going right into what, late October into November, into cuffing season. Oh shit, did she say it? She said it. Cuffing season. For those of you who don't know what cuffing season is, cuffing season, from Urban Dictionary, and I'm paraphrasing, says that cuffing season starts anywhere between late October going into November, ending up until, you know, towards the end of March. And that's when you find a mate and you decide that that mate is someone that you wanna, on cold winter nights, a little weekend snowstorm or anything like that, you might wanna, you know, just have somebody in the queue that you can call and hit up and say, hey, I'm home, I'm off from work, you know, why don't you come through? And you know, they bring the wine, you know, a bucket of chicken, and you Netflix, and you literally just chill, you know what I mean? And you enjoy your time with that person, you know? You're not in a relationship, you're not in nothing steady, so you kind of can, you know, choose. If you have, you know, a selection to pick from, you know, you choose who you decide that you want to be cuffing with, you know? Some people says that cuffing is dangerous because you might like somebody, but are you wasting their time because it's not really relationship or going anywhere? And that's not necessarily true, in my opinion. I've gotten into a relationship that started out on a cuffing sort of thing, and then it became something more, and I stayed in that relationship for many years. So it doesn't mean that because you have somebody, quote unquote, as a cuff mate, that it's a wasting of time. I don't really necessarily agree with that. I think that we all, I'm a woman of a particular age, and I've been dating for a little bit, and I feel like that if there's someone that I'm interested in, that rim with, that if we want to cuff and buff, then we cuff and the buff. Like, I just don't really see that to be such a serious, you know, turbulent thing. I just really don't find it to be that. I feel as though that when it comes to people and relationships, honesty in my book is the best policy. Be straightforward, be straight up. And if your feelings change, you know, or you find that this person is cool and a great fit with you, then you make it work. If you feel like that this relationship is something that you're not really, you know, signing up for, then you let people know that too. People don't want to hear the truth. What's wrong with you folks? Hear the truth. You can't handle the truth. Most of us can't. However, it still need to be said. It still need to be heard. You know, don't spare my feelings when it comes to matters of the heart. Like, you know, because you might say, LaPeach, I think you're wonderful, but you got just a little too much a little too much spice with you in your dialect that, you know, that might turn a man off. Or you might think that, I'm more on the thicker, fluffier side. That might not be your twist. You might like a more lean, athletic body woman. You know what I mean? Whatever your choices is, that's fine. But I don't think you should string people along. I think you should let people know that you're dating and what you got going on. And as in anything like your ideas, your thoughts, your process, your mind, your heart, things change. And you let people know when that happens, too. I know it's easier said than done, but I just do really believe in, you know, honesty is the best policy mode. So, I'm rocking out with that. However, motherfuckers be doing the most, too, in cuffing season. Let's start there, because side bitches be getting cuffed. So, you cuff with your manger on. And you cuff with side bitches. You know, I mean, I've been a main joint and I've been a side bitch. I ain't afraid to admit that. I have been a side bitch with some pretty cool niggas. You know what I mean? Who look out for the cookout, make sure I was straight. Some I hope I never see ever again in life. I'm not saying that I've been a side joint that many times. But I've gone, and I'm going to keep it 100. I have been going with a guy thinking I was the main girl, and then in the relationship find out that not. Because this is where I say honesty should come into play. Like, you know, you say, oh, I'm in a situation. You know what I mean? That's my baby mom. I'm in a situation. But we ain't like that. So, you know, depending on what that is, there's all kinds of situations out here. You know what I mean? But you can take that and run with it and go off it however you choose. Okay. But if you're attracted to somebody and this person is spending time with you and kind of, you know, just taking you out and you enjoying their company and they listening and seem intrigued and engrossed into you, you start to think like, damn, I'm in a relationship. Dude is dope. Like, we really vibing. We kicking it. That's my boo. I'm going to buy him a nice little watch for his birthday. Or I'm going to take him somewhere, take him out to dinner. You know, just really showing. And he shows up for these things. He receives. He gifts. He does all these things. And you like, yo, this my man. And then that bitch call you. Let's talk about it, ladies. This ain't man bashing, but let's talk about it. You know, I like to open up in my podcast with stories and things of my past, present, and futuristic. Just intriguing and different things I've experienced throughout my life. And, you know, I'll be 40. How old I'll be? I'll be 44 November. November, my birthday is coming. Stay tuned for that. LaPeach is planning on something soon. But I'll be 44. And so, you know, I've had a girlfriend or two, you know, call me or text. She, you know, normally they hit you. This is when I was playing the I'm thinking I'm the girlfriend, but I'm really the side chick. She'll hit you with something like this. Hear me out. She'll hit me with, hello. I said, hey, who's this? It's Sharon. Do you know Darnell? Sharon, Darnell. Yeah, well, wait a minute. How you get this number? That's not important. I need to know how you know Darnell. Well, it is important, honey, because you called my phone. How do you know Darnell? Well, first of all, me and him got 3 kids, and I've been with him for 15 years. Oh, okay. Well, he didn't mention anything about you. He told me that he had 3 kids, but he didn't really say much about you. I was under the impression that you guys weren't together. We not together. This motherfucker, listen, I just helped him pay his money on his car note because he was behind. I'm like, okay. Well, he be out balling with me and pulling credit cards and shit out like he bought that life. I've never seen his name on it, But I'm just saying, like, when we go out, he paying for everything, but she just helped him get his, you know, pay his cardinal. All right, stay tuned. That's sidebar. I helped pay for his cardinal and everything and put the rims on his motherfucking car or whatever, and he out here fucking with bitches. Well, I said, well, wait a minute, girl. I don't know what it is that you want from me, but at the same time, I think the person that you should really be having this conversation with is Darnell. He right here. Well, he right here. I said, he right there. She like, he right here. Hey, get the phone, Darnell. Get the phone.
Yo, what up?
Yo, what up? Like, listen. You gonna be home later. Like, she tripping right now. I'm tripping. No, motherfucker, I ain't tripping. You tripping. But listen, I'll explain everything to you later, you know what I mean? This shit right here just ain't cool. She just, like, all in my phone and shit. Side note, I'm saying she all in your phone. Okay, however, you ain't got the bitch locked. You ain't tell her not to come. Y'all ain't struggle to snatch the phone out of her hand. You didn't throw it and break it and throw it into the wall just so you wouldn't get caught. You let her call me and talk to me? Side note. I said, Darnell, I don't know what the fuck is going on, but you know what? You ain't even got to call me at all. No, I'm a hand. Yeah, hang the fucking phone up, Darnell. Hang the fucking phone up, Darnell. And then click. And everything goes dead. So in that situation, I share it. I thought that him and I was having something that was really, you know, wonderful and new and fresh and hanging out and, I mean, going out, kicking it, spending the night out and everything. But when Shorty called me and he right there and she called me, you know what I mean, using his phone and just trying to figure out who I am and all this, you know, it just... It helped me to understand that we all have roles to play. And that labeling of my man, my woman, my girlfriend, my boyfriend, I don't know. I just don't know how am I supposed to really rock out with that in the dating world. You know what I mean? Do you really sit down these days and say, listen, are you sure that you don't have a girlfriend or a baby mama or anybody at home? I need you to sign here on this dotted line just to make sure and confirm this is a contract that we're bonding together, that you are absolutely 100% single. And I need you to sign right the fuck here. You'll sign and then I'll put my signature below. So it's not a marriage contract. It's a going together, monogamous, it's only me and you type of fucking contract document. That's fucking bullshit. People out here lying. Let your word be your bond. Say who you are. Mean what you say. Listen, I'm my baby mom. I'm staying with her because my finances is a little fucked up. But the bitch is wild and she crazy and I'm trying to get out of there. I'm just out here looking, trying to meet somebody new. I don't know. Sounds corny, but whatever it is, you can be like, ooh, taken aback. But you with your baby mom, but you really not happy and you want to get out of here. I got a better understanding on how to treat you and deal with you. I wouldn't have brought you a watch for your birthday. I would have fucking took you over here to Applebee's or some shit and got you a 2 for $20 million. And I wouldn't have invested the time and all that if I didn't think that we were special, that it was going somewhere. But because you want to play, you want to be a little dishonest, things start not working in your favor. Because me as the girlfriend, and it you got to be a certain type of woman to be able to handle this type of shit, you know. It's not the most devastating thing for me that she called. All I say, okay, he cool. I may even see him again, but you go in the queue. You go in the queue. When you go in the queue, that just means, we went out. I thought you and I were clicking, but you're in the queue. I don't hate your guts. I don't have you on a block list. You're just in the queue. I might holler at you in a couple weeks or whatever. Let me see what's going on. You're in the queue. In And then you move on and you start seeing and you start living your life and doing things and you may see a couple other people or whatever. Cuffing season, to bring it back full circle, is that if you look in that queue and see somebody worthy of it, if you're not in a steady, then you can fuck around with those people in that queue. I'm just saying, it's an option when you don't really have many. Or you could just really leave yourself open and go ahead and say, you know what, I'm totally just going to not be dealing with these motherfuckers out here talking shit and baby mama shit. Listen, they everywhere. Niggas out here lying and talking all kinds of foolishness and crazy. They everywhere. Listen, this is what I mean by everywhere. It's baby mama drama. Just got home out of prison drama. Still living with your mama. You house hopping. You know, you on this person's couch, you on that person's couch. You in between jobs right now. People, men, they got all kinds of stories and things. I'm not hating on that. Because you have those circumstances and things going on doesn't mean that they won't change for you or you're not doing anything to change it. But you really gotta, really gotta, really gotta figure out who people are, not by what they just tell you, but how they move. Read in between the lines. Check people out. Get to know them. You know what I mean? Don't be so quick. Don't be on a thirsty chase of trying to grab any old thing. Not to bind yourself in a relationship. Them niggas might be all right for cuffing season. If it's good, if you feel like it's needed, you go to your queue, you drop a name, and you say, hey, what's going on? It's been a while. How you doing? Oh, I'm good. They excited to hear from you because they think that they really rubbed you the wrong way. And you know what I mean? They feel like they don't have a chance with you or whatever because you ain't really been responding to their text messages immediately. Or they might call you a little here or there. You may call, you may not call back. It's totally up to you. But when you take the initiative and you make the call, then that changes because they're going to do any and everything that they possibly can do for you to just get back in the braces. I'm telling you what I know. So you make the call. Let's say I want to cuff. Hey, girl, what's up? Damn, what's up, stranger? Where you been? I just been working and, you know what I mean, just trying to, you know, do some stuff that I got planned or whatever. Oh, okay, damn, okay. See, yeah, so-and-so told me they saw you, them looking all good or whatever. I be seeing you on Instagram and Facebook, like, you doing it, you out here, you live and living color. Oh, I'm like, oh, you watching, huh? Yeah, I'm watching, you know. But I just been giving you space because I remember that last little situation, you know, you ain't seem too happy about that. And I ain't want to come to you until I come correct, you know what I mean? I said, oh, well, you ain't called me. I guess that means you ain't really right yet, huh? No, I'm right. No, I'm just working. I'm working on the overnight, you know what I mean? I'm doing my thing. I'm out of that little situation or whatever. But damn, it'd be good to see you, though. You know, well, we got to plan something or whatever. Well, what you doing tomorrow? Well, I got to work tomorrow, whatever, this and that. But you free the weekend? Shit, I am now. Yeah, I'm free the weekend. All right, well, let's get together and maybe I'll meet you somewhere. You know, we have some drinks, get something to eat, get a bite or whatever. All right, bet. Were you for real? I'm like, yeah, I'm for real. Like, I want to see you. All right, well, I'll holler at you on Friday night, Saturday morning. I said, well, what is it going to be, Friday night, Saturday morning? Well, I'm hoping Friday night going to Saturday morning. I said, see, here you go. No, I'm just playing. This motherfucking bit, he the worm in the fish fucking mouth, and I'm just reeling him in. And once you reel him in, you decide what you want to do with him after that. It's harsh, ain't it? Niggas do it all the time. I'm Latanya LaPeach. Stay tuned. Yo, we out here live and living color. We doing it real big. I'm Latanya LaPeach, and I want to thank you guys again for tuning in to another episode of Latanya LaPeach Presents. And on today's episode, ladies and gents, I want to have a conversation that me and a fellow co-worker were having lunch, and we were just discussing about relationships and dating, the ins and outs of it, the good, the bad, and the fucking ugly. However, this co-worker, she asked a question, and I want to share this question with you guys. Can you love two people at the same time? And when I say love, I'm talking about relationship, husband, polyamorous relationship, man, woman, two women, two men, whatever the, you know, the dynamics of partnership and love and relationship is with you and a significant other. Can you really truly be in love with someone and love that second person or additional person just as much? You know, LaPeach always has a story to tell, but I wanted to throw that out there. You know, get your mental Rolodex rolling and tell me, guys, you know, what you think. You can always leave messages on this podcast, or if you want to be a guest, feel free to tune in. But it's something that I really wanted to put out there and discuss with you guys. So that's the topic. Can you be in love with two people at the same damn time? Two bad bitches at the same damn time is what Future said. Two people at the same time. Whew, that gotta be heavy.